Hello from our final night in Ireland. I almost can't believe that it's gone so quickly, but today is Friday. I'm really not sure how it happened, but we left Chicago a week ago today and arrived a week ago tomorrow. So tomorrow we leave and head back home. Looking forward to the flight because we got upgraded. Woohoo! If you don't know, and I know I talked about this last fall when I talked about my flight over with Aer Lingus, one of the things I absolutely love about Aer Lingus is that you can bid to upgrade your seats. So, when I travel, if I just can't justify the price of business class, which let's be honest, it's most of the time, I will buy the regular smart seat, so it's just the regular basic economy seat. Sometimes I'll upgrade it for a little bit more legroom, but I'll buy that and then I will make a bid to upgrade that seat for a charge that I determine I will pay X amount for an upgrade. And I'm lucky enough that I travel off season, so quite often I can get that upgrade. Now, I did not get it on my way over here, but we are getting it on the way home. And I'm pretty sure that's just because we're leaving the day before St. Patrick's Day, and nobody leaves Ireland the day before St. Patrick's Day except us. But anyway, so I'm excited about that. A nice comfy seat on the way home. And since I digressed, so we were in Killarney this morning. Like I said, we stayed at the Killarney Lodge. It's a really nice property right on the edge of town. Something to note on that property is that they have ground floor rooms. So if you need a ground floor or accessible room, the Killarney Lodge is a great thing to keep in mind because they have some nice ground floor rooms and suites. And they're right, like I said, right around the corner, and you are right in town. So it literally is right at the edge of town, right at the edge of the park, and a great location. So keep that one in mind for your time in Killarney. Today, believe it or not, today we woke up and we could see blue sky, and I had to pull out my sunglasses. So the day we leave Killarney, the day it clears up, we went out and did a little hike before we left town, went out to Muckross Abbey. Absolutely beautiful, atmospheric abbey. It has this massive yew tree in the center of the cloister, and it has been restored enough that you can actually climb steps up to the next level up and even a bit into the tower. So it's a beautiful abbey. I highly recommend visiting. You can get a jaunting car to take you out there and then on to Muckross House, and it makes a beautiful ride. We parked just outside the gates and walked. It was just over a kilometer to the park or to the abbey through the park, and that makes a beautiful walk. So whether you take a jaunting car or you walk or maybe you even rent a bike in town, do add Muckross Abbey to your itinerary in Killarney because it is a stunning, stunning spot. After that, we made a quick run out to the Kerry Woolen Mill. This is a really small, little woolen mill. It's between Killarney and Dingle, so it's right on the beginning, actually, of the Ring of Kerry. If you are doing the Ring of Kerry anti-clockwise on your way toward Killorglin, and it's just a wee small little spot, but it's really a nice place to support the local artisans in the area. Really nice people, some great woolen pieces and some other local crafter and artisan things out there. So we did that, and then it was just a drive. It is about 4 hours from Killarney to our final hotel. We are staying at the Carton House, which is a 5-star Fairmont property in the county of, let's see, I believe we're in Kildare, if I'm remembering correctly. We're about 38, 39 minutes from the airport. So it's a nice spot for a final night. But that said, we didn't get here until almost 5 this afternoon because we did make a quick stop in Brough to visit my friend Miriam, who owns the old bank, and popped into a new shop there called The Wild Pixie and did a wee bit of shopping there. Again, some, you know, it's just a tiny little shop in a tiny little town with local artisan crafts. So we made a quick stop there, took a little time. So we didn't get to Carton House until almost 5. Now, I will say the property is stunning. This is where the Women's Irish Open is played, I believe. So they have a beautiful golf course. The property is huge. It's stunning. But we just didn't get here with enough time really to for me to really get a good overall feel for this property. Now, I will say the people that we have been in contact with have been incredibly friendly and very, very helpful. But unfortunately, because of our early departure tomorrow morning, we're not going to get to experience the breakfast, which I have seen pictures of, and it looks absolutely fabulous. We had a nice dinner in the Carriage House that is their more casual dining experience. Brenna's burger, she says, was exceptional. So, and it was huge. It was a massive, massive burger. But unfortunately, I just don't have enough of a feel to say much more, which is too bad because I'm sure that you know, this property just has so much going for it. So it's one that I will probably have to maybe consider coming back to and checking out. But I will say that my impression is that if you're coming into Ireland and you want a really nice place to go when you land, so you know, you don't want to go too far. You want to get some place where you can get outside, you know, take some nice walks, maybe use one of the bikes and have a really great first night or even first couple of nights in Ireland. This seems like a place that would be really, really good for that. For a final night, maybe if you're here a couple of nights, it would be great for a final night. But I kind of feel like I don't have enough time with it being only one night right before I leave the country. So definitely one to keep on your radar and consider. So check it out. Again, it's Carton House. And this was arranged for me, again, by my partner, Ireland Chauffeur Travel. So if you are obviously looking for someone to take complete care of your trip, from booking your accommodations and your driver guide to even handling reservations for touring, attractions and dining. Ireland Chauffeur Travel is the company that I use for my own tours, and I know that they will take exceptional care of you too. So as I wrap up, I'm looking at all of my clothes laying out and my suitcase is empty and those need packed. So I am going to get with that and get ready to leave Ireland tomorrow morning, and I will be back again in the fall, and I can't wait to come back with you then. But obviously, you know, the podcast is weekly and there's always more to share. So thank you so much for joining me on this trip. And I will talk to you next week. Until then, slán go fóill.